I take some responsibility. I take some responsibility for not even thinking about and looking for a Sarasota County person, while you guys try to encourage a city of Northport person.
Is that what we're missing?
That we're missing both of them.
A city of Northport.
A city and a Sarasota County just person. We have a city member and a school board member.
Right.
But we're missing the other two. And you guys normally promote the city of Northport person. We help promote Sarasota County person. But
okay.
I guarantee when I leave the room, and when you probably leave the room,
we'll come back next year.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be saying the same thing. So right. I will try to make an effort.
Okay.
But let's save that for when we're ready to begin.
Okay, you got it.
You do all the fancy stuff.
I believe we're ready. All right, so the first thing we want to do is call the meeting to order. The roll call is myself, Jerome Fletcher, city manager.
And Ryan Oliver, theater manager at Northport High School.
All right, we will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I see no public.
All right, no public comment, I'm sure, which if they knew this meeting was happening and I was here, there would probably be tons of public comment. the approval of minutes, which should be from last year.
Yeah, there's, and I approve them. I don't think, she couldn't find the one from last year, is that what you said?
Oh.
She couldn't find them, but the minutes from 2 years ago still look good.
Oh, there you go. Well, I see this right here, I'm signing that. And then we have new business. Item A is 25-3022. That's discussion and possible action regarding the fiscal year 2025-26 event calendar for the Northport Performing Arts Center, which is an annual task of looking great upcoming performances.
Yes, so we just, it has a, this is a typical, nothing's major or different. We still have the typical events that come in normally every year. No hurricane this year to really stop anything, so everything was kind of smoothly. Yep. Knock on wood. Nothing really majorly different. We still have community use by the Northport Performing Arts Association. They still do their concerts. Mm-hmm. We still have dance studios locally around here using the dance, use the Performing Arts Center. And we have the Heron Creek Community Center has been sponsoring a couple of events, and they do events as well. And we still have the talent show based that the city of Northport puts on from the Parks and Recs Department. And of course, we're very busy at the high school level with all the VPA shows that we do as well. Okay. So everything still is operational like normal at the Northport Performing Arts Center. Nothing to report of anything unique related to the reusing of the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Then I think we will accept this. I don't think I have any comments or concerns.
Okay.
So I think we're good. All right. Moving to item B, which is 25-3023. This is discussion and possible action regarding board recruitment. I am very well aware now that we have two vacancies are still open. One is for the county.
I also agree that I'm aware of it as well.
Right, we will do better. Right.
Can I ask a dumb question related to that?
Yes.
Whenever they apply for it, whenever they get hired, would it count for the two terms? Like, we only meet once a year. So
right.
Obviously we don't meet again until next year.
Right.
Is it based on the whenever they get hired, or is it just based on like certain official year? Like, I guess my question is, so let's say we find somebody in January.
Right.
And they know that they're not going to meet until
November.
Is that going to count already for, is that going to count a year and a half goes by? Like, how do we know for sure they can stay on the board for like be on that one of these meetings for two times to make it 2 years?
Well, I think it would be probably as long as they attend two meetings.
That will count for the 2 years.
I think so. If they start in January.
More than when they say, I will take the position, but then we don't see them for a while, and then all of a sudden, half a year, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then only ends up only doing one board, and then we get that cycle of only one time a deal.
Well, if they took it in January, in your example, and they went for 2 years, so 26 would be their first year meeting, and then 27 would be their second meeting.
Okay, so
and
it would work.
28, they would roll off at that January.
Okay,
and
okay.
Yes, yeah. I think that's how it would work.
I guess that's making sure.
Yeah.
Because I think at one time might have been a 1 year time. I think we switched it to 2 years just for these reasons. So
exactly. Finding someone for this every year would be not.
That would be I agree.
Right. Okay, so we'll work on those.
Yeah, so we'll work on that. I will do the best I can. Best way to get, if I find somebody interested in doing this, mm-hmm. where do they go on the city site to find this?
This is an advisory board, and that's run through the clerk's office. And I'm looking at her team, so it's probably the clerk's office. They normally advertise. Do you know if this is an advertised board vacancy? It probably doesn't make the list. Yeah, but the clerk's office is the
okay,
office.
Okay, so there's not, like, if I had a link, if you guys sent me a link that I could then pass along, it's not, they have to call the clerk's office at Northport City to get, like, what's my best way to hand something?
Right.
Can I get an email of a contact number, like something that's easy for me to say,
Here
you go, here's an email.
Reach out to this.
Right, so if I could get something like that. That'll be great. I'm not sure who can send that to me.
Yeah, I think our clerk's team can get you something.
And Shannon Fusco has a principal meeting today. That's why she couldn't be here.
Okay, yes.
So it sounded like she didn't want to be here tonight. Not to say she's one of the board members. I'm the one that applies for her, but she likes to come to this too, just in case.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, she had a principal meeting all day today.
Okay, I do recall seeing her at these in the past. So absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks for that explanation.
Yes. Yep.
All right, item C is 25-3024. This is discussion of possible action regarding facility needs report.
Yep, and so right now there's nothing that I'm aware of that we're doing between the city and Northport. We are still have not done the revised, of the whole high school hasn't had their evac yet, the HVAC. So we still have not seen any improvements yet in the Performing Arts Center. My understanding, I don't have dates to share, but my understanding is that next summer they got approval for this multi-purpose room kind of out in the... out where the practice fields are at, and that's going to take over. Instead of hoping in a whole bunch of portables like they normally do, typically when they want to redo one of the floors of a building of that school, they have to bring in a whole bunch of portables,
move
the classes up.
Right.
So what they decided to do is, what they've been holding off for a while was, instead of doing portables, they wanted to build a big multi-purpose room that can be then used after this is all done to be a distinct building at the high school. So they got approval for that. So they're going to stop ground on that, I believe, next summer. When that is finished, they can start doing then they can start moving each buildings upstairs and move them over there while they're redoing the schools. Sooner or later, they will come to the Performing Arts Center.
Right.
And that's where we'll have confirmed what kind of improvements that we'll have. I think we're going to be getting a new stage. I think we're going to be changing out some of the lighting, possibility some sound. But I don't know if we're going to do seats or anything like that. So by next year, hopefully I can give you a little bit more information, but we haven't started any of that. So we're still looking at the same stuff that we've been looking at in that Performing Arts Center for the last 25 years.
Well, it's exciting that the school is putting that much funding into the school to get it renovated. Is it $100 million?
I'm just a theater manager. What you do every day and what I do every day, listen, but you and I are on a different... concept. We might meet here right now in the meeting, but when we leave here, I go back and do play time. You go do probably budget time.
I was going to say, I'll trade you, Steve. Any days you want to trade. I know it was a large amount, and I remember thinking that, you know, we need to make sure that we're always grateful for the school board because of the renovations for the high school, but also for the new high school that they're building over in Welland Park.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of money that's being invested in the city of Northport right now, so we can't ever take that for granted.
Thank you. And I think if Ms. Fusco was here, she would appreciate that as well.
Yes, yeah, so, please share that
with us. Yep, and you got it on record. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Get it on record.
No, but I will say that when I know we haven't, I think we brought this up a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
We don't plan on expecting money from the city or anything like that. Remember the original agreement, the reason why we're here today is because you guys helped give us enhancements. You gave us money donated to enhance the theater.
Oh.
So when we're doing this revising, we're going to assume that we're not trying to put a handout for the city. But if you see that they wanted to be involved, by all means, you're welcome to reach back out to more important people than me. But this would be probably, you would come here, you'd probably say it here first. But at this point, it is whatever the school board is planning on updating.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
If you see that you wanted to be more involved because of that, making sure that particular Performing Arts Center has the ability to be current to what the city of Northport might need for the evenings and the weekends for be able to be used, that could be the reason why you might be involved.
Okay.
But at this point, it's going to be whatever the school board says the changes are going to be.
I get it, and I will make sure that the commissioners understand that as well.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Yep, that's about it on my end, sir.
I think that's it on our end. Any more public comment?
What?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, I think it is 1:14, and we will adjourn the meeting.